sudden death, and obesity. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold that among the signs of the last day is that there will be an increase of sudden deaths. Today, sudden death is one of the leading causes of mortality worldwide. Medically speaking, sudden death refers to those mortalities that are not preceded by significant symptoms and excludes violent or traumatic deaths. It has now become so common that there's even a term coined sudden death syndrome. The rise of sudden deaths is linked to a rise in cardiovascular diseases, which are conditions affecting the heart or blood vessels. Factors that increase the risk of cardiovascular disease include high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, and diabetes. These are all health issues that are associated with obesity. Obesity itself is also a modern phenomenon that has reached epidemic levels. Amazingly, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also foretold of this very phenomenon when he said, "The best of my nation is the generation among whom I was sent. Then those who follow them, then there shall appear people who testify while their testimony was not sought, who are treacherous, not trusted, and obesity shall spread among them." Here we are told of a time when one of the distinguishing characteristics of future Muslims is that of obesity. Now, obese people have always existed, but in the past it was virtually unheard of due to the relative scarcity of food and much more active lifestyles that people led. Today, obesity is a global problem, and it is Muslim nations, especially the Gulf countries such as Kuwait, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia, who are among those with the highest rates of obesity in the world. No one in the ancient past could have easily predicted this situation, as it has only been made possible with recent paradigm shifts in food production and culture. The mass availability and consumption of cheap, unhealthy food, as well as the inactive lifestyles that many now lead, are traps of modern living and direct factors of the obesity epidemic. Globalization of trade. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold that before the final hour, trade will increase until a woman helps her husband in business. Here, the claim has been made that trade will keep increasing and eventually dominate to the point that women become involved in business. While people have been doing trade for almost as long as humans have existed, in the 7th century, when this prophecy was spoken, the world's economies were very much siloed and trade accounted for a tiny percentage of their wealth. Today, trade represents more than half the world's gross domestic product, or GDP. The trade-dependent global economy as it exists today has only been possible through a series of monumentous historic events that took place after the 7th century. The 15th century saw the dawn of the Age of Discovery, in which European empires set up global trade routes. The 18th century witnessed the Industrial Revolution. Machine manufacturing allowed goods to be produced in large quantities more quickly and cheaply than ever before. The 20th century suffered two world wars, and in their aftermath, the establishment of institutions and treaties that further facilitated trade at the international level. Recent technological revolutions, such as the internet, have also accelerated the globalization of trade, with people from all over the world being better connected than ever before. We can see that it is only through a series of world-changing events over the last few centuries that the globalization and dominance of trade has been made possible. The globalization and dominance of trade has brought with it massive societal upheaval. The insatiable capitalistic drive to maximize profits has been a major force for women entering the workplace. From the perspective of capitalists, women entering the labor market in large numbers increases the labor supply. More workers means greater competition for jobs, thus reducing employee wages and increasing capitalists' profits. Amazingly, this capitalistically driven phenomenon of the 20th century, which has seen women entering the workspace in their millions, was also foretold in the prophecy, which stated that trade will increase until women take part in business. As a consequence of the hyper-capitalistic age that we live in, the West has seen a drastic decline in the birth rates, with many women delaying starting families and even foregoing children altogether in order to prioritize their careers. Abu Huraira, who was a close companion of the Prophet Muhammad, shared a prophecy which foretold of this phenomenon. A woman will be taken and her stomach ripped open. Then what is in her womb will be taken out and discarded for fear of giving birth. This description closely resembles modern surgical methods of sterilization such as abdominal hysterectomies. This is a permanent form of contraception which involves making an incision in the abdomen and removing the uterus. While today this surgery is no longer used for the purposes of preventing pregnancy, back in the 1950s and 1960s, hysterectomies accounted for an enormous percentage of sterilizations, thus fulfilling the prophecy. Rise of the young. In the ancient world, adolescents were typically looked down upon by society as they are lacking in wisdom and life experience. As far back as the 4th century BCE, Aristotle wrote, "Young men are high-minded because they have not yet been humbled by life, nor have they experienced the force of circumstances. They think they know everything and are always quite sure about it." Almost cross-culturally, young people were not considered as sources of knowledge, nor did they exert influence in society. Yet the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold of a phenomenon regarding young people in the end times. "Verily, among the signs of the hour is that knowledge will be sought from the young." Fast-forwarding to the modern digital world, thanks to the advent of the internet, one would expect to be living in a golden age where genuine people of knowledge are better connected to the masses than ever before, with easy access to wisdom and learning all within the comfort of our homes. Rather paradoxically, we find that the exact opposite is the case. Today we have witnessed the phenomenon of the rise of social media personalities and influencers. Young people of little to no learning whose followings are measured in the millions, dwarfing older, genuine people of knowledge who have largely become marginalized and disconnected from the masses. No longer do people seek out quality knowledge from the correct sources. Today, it is the young who hold sway over the hearts and minds of the masses, just as the prophecy foretold. The Mongol Hordes. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold of a military threat that the Muslims would face when he said, "The hour will not be established until you fight with the Turk, people with small eyes, red faces, and flat noses. Their faces will look like shields coated with leather. The hour will not be established until you fight with peoples whose shoes are made of hair." This prophecy was fulfilled in the 13th century when the powerful Mongol Empire invaded the heart of the Muslim world. The Mongols are non-Arabs whose primary distinguishing features are their reddish complexion, round shield-like faces, and small eyes. Here is a contemporary portrait of the Mongol Emperor, Kublai Khan, whose features perfectly match the prophecy's description. Note also the prophecy's mention of shoes made of hair. Again, this accurately describes the Mongol footwear, which consisted of boots covered in fur that were worn to protect against extreme cold temperatures. Now, the prophecy refers to the attackers using the Arabic word Turk. Just who are the Turk, and can they be linked to the Mongols? The word Turk means Turkic, which perfectly describes the Mongol hordes, who were composed of a mixture of nomadic tribes, including Turkic people. For example, the Tatars were a Turkic ethnic group who were incorporated into Mongol society by Genghis Khan. The Mongol Empire even allied with the Tatars, and as a group, they fought battles with the Muslims, including the Siege of Baghdad in the year 1258 CE. This event is considered to be one of the darkest episodes in Muslim history. At the time, Baghdad was the political center of the Muslim world, with the Caliph, who was the supreme leader of the Muslims, residing there. With the invasion of the Mongol hordes, a full week of pillage and destruction commenced. Mosques, hospitals, and palaces were destroyed. The books from Baghdad's world-renowned libraries were thrown into the Tigris River in such quantities that the river is said to have run black with ink. Conservative estimates state that hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children were massacred, including the caliph himself. Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, who was the close companion of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, shared more details about this event. "Some of my people will alight on low-lying ground, which they will call al-Basra, beside a river called Dijla, the Tigris. Its people will be numerous, and it will be one of the capital cities of immigrants. At the end of time, the descendants of Qanṭura will come with broad faces and small eyes. The town's inhabitants will then separate into three sections, one of which will follow cattle and live in the desert and perish, another of which will seek security for themselves and perish, but a third will put their children behind their backs and fight the invaders, and they will be the martyrs." We can see that this prophecy also mentions an attack by people with broad faces and small eyes, linking it to the previous Mongol prophecy. We are provided with some additional details that accurately identify the exact location of the Mongol invasion, a city by the name of Basra. It is said to be founded by the Muslims and located next to the Tigris River. Historically, this was fulfilled when the city of Basra was built in the year 636 CE. Like Baghdad, the city of Basra is also located in modern-day Iraq. In fact, Basra and Baghdad are connected because Baghdad had four gates, one of which was known as the Gate of Basra. Baghdad also matches the geographic details of the prophecy, as it is situated on the banks of the Tigris River. Note the prophecy's statement that the Muslim inhabitants will split into three groups, and all of three, even those who fight back, will perish at the hands of their attackers, indicating that not only will the Muslims be defeated, but that it will be an utter annihilation. Again, this perfectly describes the invasion of the Mongol hordes who carried out the mass slaughter of the Muslims of this region. We can see that these prophecies accurately foretold numerous aspects of the Mongol invasion of the Muslims. Amazingly, these prophecies were made in the 7th century, over 500 years before the Mongol Empire was even founded by Genghis Khan. Hear us in disbelief. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold of the rejection of his teachings when he said, "Indeed, I have been given the Quran and something similar along with it. But soon there will be a time when a man will be reclining on his couch with a full stomach, and he will say, 'You should adhere to this Quran. What you find that it says is permissible, take it as permissible. And what you find it says is forbidden, take it as forbidden. But indeed, whatever the Messenger of God forbids is like what God forbids.'" This perfectly describes a modern phenomenon we have witnessed whereby heretical groups of Muslims attempt to delegitimize the Sunnah, which is the prophetic traditions of Muhammad, in order to escape the definitive interpretation it provides of the Quran so that they can reform the religion and follow their own desires. One example of such a heretical group is the so-called Quranists, or Quran-only Muslims, who claim to follow only the Quran and reject the entirety of the Sunnah. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, even foretold of a time when heretical groups will be so widespread that entire mosques will be filled with disbelievers. "An age will surely come when people gather and pray in the mosques, while there is not a single believer amongst them." Today we find mosques founded by heretical groups such as the Ahmadiyya, who reject fundamental tenets of Islam such as the finality of Muhammad's prophethood, and are therefore considered by a consensus of Muslim scholars to be disbelievers outside the fold of Islam. Hence, we have mosques whose entire congregations are disbelievers, just as the prophecy foretold. Construction in Mecca and Medina. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, foretold of the future state of his mosque in Medina in the end times. "The Antichrist will come, climb on the top of Mount Uhud, look at Medina, and say to his companions, 'Do you see this white palace? This is the Mosque of Ahmed.'" The mention of the Mosque of Ahmed here is referred to the Prophet Muhammad's mosque in Medina known as Masjid al-Nabawi. At the time this prophecy was spoken, the mosque was a small, modest structure comprising of mud bricks and palm tree branches. Over the last few centuries, it has seen multiple renovations and expansions, and today it is white in color and palace-like not only in terms of structure but also size, just as the prophecy foretold. In fact, the mosque is now so big that not only is it visible with the naked eye from Mount Uhud, the mountain mentioned in the prophecy, which is located around 10 kilometers away, but it can even be seen from outer space. Now, one may argue that this could all just be a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, the Muslims who renovated and expanded the mosque's structure did so in accordance with the prophecy, and hence forced it to come true. But there are also prophecies in relation to construction in Mecca and Medina that cannot have been easily manifested. For example, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, who was a close companion of the Prophet Muhammad, shared the following prophecy about Mecca. "So when you see in Mecca that channels have been dug, and its buildings reach the tops of the mountains, then know that the hour has cast its shadow over you." At the time that this prophecy was shared in the 7th century, the tallest man-made structure in the world was the Great Pyramid of Giza. This structure, measuring 455 feet in height, remained the world's tallest man-made structure for thousands of years, all the way until the 14th century. While this structure is massive, it in no way rivaled mountains in stature, which are defined as landforms reaching around 2,000 feet above sea level. Today, Mecca contains some truly colossal structures. The famous Mecca Clock Tower is currently the third tallest building in the world, measuring 1,972 feet in height, rivaling the mountains in stature and fulfilling the prophecy. This has only been made possible with modern advancements in construction technology, along with the discovery of oil, thus providing the people of the region with vast deposits of wealth and facilitating such building projects. Now we've analyzed a number of prophecies which were made over 1,400 years ago and have seen how Muhammad, peace be upon him, has accurately foretold many things. Purely from a standpoint of basic probability, for someone to accurately guess about such future events, which span different areas and multiple time periods, many of which were outside the sphere of Muslim influence, to give so many predictions without making a single mistake is utterly impossible. This is clear evidence for the prophethood of Muhammad and his inspiration by God, who declares to mankind in the Quran, "Your companion Muhammad is neither astray nor being misled, nor does he say anything of his own desire. It is no less than inspiration sent down to him. He was taught by one mighty in power." To learn more about the prophecies in Islam, please download your free copy of the book, The Forbidden Prophecies, at the link below.